Good day, everyone. Welcome back to the 23 Podcast, wherever you are, whenever you are listening. Thank you so much for being part of our day today and making us part of your day. My name is Parker Kern here, as most of the time, with my good friend and our pastor, Father Jeff Macbeth. Father, what's going on?
I'm just glad to be here most of the time.
Yeah, yeah. You're feeling better this week.
Yeah, that's I think. Yeah, good. Great.
Good.
Yeah. I know. Wonderful. Made a full recovery.
That's
praise God.
That's good to hear.
I know. It was touch and go. No, it wasn't.
Touch and go. Oh, it's okay.
But, yeah.
You know, sometimes I think it's just it's good to slow down a little bit. You know, maybe that's our body's way of telling us that we just have too much going on.
I was grateful that I was like really bad, like on my day off when I had like literally nothing else schedule.
That's convenient.
It was very convenient. The next day I had to like cancel out about half my things. Mm. You know, we had that funeral, so I couldn't cancel.
Yeah, I remember that. I was like, you know, but, it was like your Jordan flu game.
Yeah. I've done it before.
Oh.
You know?
What a boss.
But I'm professional.
Yeah, I was like getting, I was getting hungry toward the end, you know, and I
wasn't hungry at all.
No. Well, I you get the lunchtime like kind of like gurgling in your tummy and you're like, "Man, I'm getting kind of hungry." And then, you know, I was like, "No, Father's up there like battling it out like
that's right.
You can get through another 10 minutes without eating something, you know."
I'm glad I helped you.
Right. You inspired me. Push through the hunger.
See,
which I mean, what am I going to do during mass? Like, I mean, I can't even eat. So what?
That's right.
Maybe I should have planned better my morning, but
yeah,
that's okay.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Breakfast. I always try to have a hearty breakfast before I come in.
You're supposed to.
Right. And then you have people like Tumaini who like doesn't eat during the morning,
mm-hmm.
which I mean, that dude's like a stick anyways. I mean, he's so in shape. I mm-hmm. just, you know, but he's like, yeah, I don't really eat much before I come on Sundays. I'm like, mm-hmm. how, dude? Like, you know, I need at least a cup of coffee and
a good
breakfast to get going. You know?
I usually can't eat like until I'm up a couple hours. I just don't
really
have the stomach for it.
Ah.
But you know, with mass, I gotta like try because it's like there's that line like, okay, I'm not terribly hungry, but I will be, and I need something in the tank before mass, especially if I have like the 9 o'clock. Then it's like,
yeah, you really gotta.
I gotta be done by 8, and so it's like even though I don't quite feel like it yet, I gotta do something, or else I'm gonna pay for this later.
Yeah,
so,
you're going to pay for it later.
Right, by being like starving and have no energy and be all whiny and, you know,
yeah,
hangry and stuff like that.
Yeah, pretty much, so, yeah.
Yeah, it's for the good of the people.
Yeah, again, you know? You're a man of the people. You understand your own, you know, just like we talked about last week.
That's
you,
right, or pass out.
You put your needs below what everybody else needs, and that's why we love you.
On a good day.
That's why we appreciate you.
So,
well, I'm glad you're feeling better.
Yeah, you know, hopefully we'll stay good for a while.
I would hope.
Although I was thinking, I had like digital coupons a few weeks back for like these. It was like another brand of Pedialyte. It wasn't Pedialyte, but it was one of those electrolyte like kind of a things,
yeah.
You know. And I'm like, well, you never know, you know. And so, I got a couple of those. I'm like, if nothing else, I can keep one for summer camp to like help with immunity and. You know, electrolytes and take a little shot every day.
Take a shooter.
You know, and so, but I was glad I had it on hand. So it was good. You know, it was very providential.
Well, let me tell you this.
It was a good purchase.
Marissa has been drinking this tea with some sort of melatonin in it.
Oh, yeah?
It's got 1 milligram of melatonin.
But at night.
And she, oh, yeah.
Not before she drives.
And like, like the other night I came in and she was asleep.
Yeah.
I'm like, I've been asleep for a half hour. This tea really does it.
Man.
I don't know what the heck this.
Maybe I should try that.
I was like, man, I should dip into this a little bit sometimes. You know, sometimes it's a little tough to get to sleep or
I could use that on Christmas when I was awake all night.
Oh yeah. Well, so. I mean, again, you're a man of the people. You pulled through, and you know, you didn't complain. You didn't show up on Christmas morning and go, I can't do mass.
I know, exactly.
I didn't sleep. You just kept going.
Exactly. You gotta.
How many Red Bulls did you have? None.
No, I had none. I don't think I've ever had a Red Bull.
Oh, Red Bulls are good. But you got to, it's, you know, in moderation, like anything else.
When I was driving back and forth from Huron to Toledo, like on a Sunday, sometimes I would, this is before I had my deviated septum surgery, which only kind of half helped. You know, I just wasn't breathing well, which I still don't, but I was breathing worse. And I'd be like almost wanting to fall asleep while driving.
Oh, geez.
And so I would like stop off at a gas station to get some kind of energy. It wasn't Red Bull, but it was some kind of like coffee with additives kind of a thing.
Oh, yeah.
So heavy I don't fuel. Do that anymore because I don't need to.
Yeah, but, that's okay.
Thankfully. But, Well, at least I did something.
Got a short commute here.
I know.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
So we got some things going on. So last week we had our little kickoff weekend for the annual Catholic Appeal, and this is Commitment Weekend. Ooh. So if you have an envelope at home, you can just bring it with you to church, and we'll take care of that for you. So again, our goal is $83,000 and change, like literally change, because it ends with 9 cents.
9 cents.
And yeah, we're just really grateful to everybody's participation. We need everybody. And so help us just knock out this goal and get it done. We're also, it's been in the bulletin, we're partnering with this company that recycles religious like items. So, you know, sometimes you like maybe have old statues at home. You don't want to throw those away, like statues of like Blessed Mother and stuff like that. There's a list in the bulletin of like what you can and can't bring.
That's cool.
You know, sometimes people will bring like just random old things by the parish that, you know, so this is your chance. So look at the bulletin. If you have old like religious stuff at home, you don't want to throw away pictures of Jesus and stuff like that, but you're like, this is kind of, it's, you know, the frame's broken, the picture's ripped, you know, it's like these kind of things, like, what do I do with this? Or maybe you got stuff from like your, I don't know, grandparents still sitting around that you're like, you know, I don't throw this away. I don't know what to do with it. So that's why we're taking care of you, you know? So I think through March 2nd, we're going to have this box out and you can just bring religious stuff. Like you can't bring like hymnals. Like there's a list of things to bring and not bring. But please do check that out if you have any questions, because we'd love to take that off your hands and be able to dispose of that, I guess. Or recycle that in a respectful way.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know?
Kind of like the flags for, you know, the
exactly,
veterans.
Exactly. Right. You're right. It's like you don't just throw a flag away. You know, there's protocol.
Don't pull a Sinead O'Connor with your religious stuff. You know, yeah.
You know? So yeah, sometimes like even if I have like an old like Roman Missal that's all ripped up, you know, or even like
the big lector like, workbook from last year,
purificators, you know, if they get too many holes or stains, sometimes what I'll do is I'll, you know, give them to someone in a cemetery and bury them, you know, with somebody, or even in the casket. You know, sometimes people have broken rosaries.
Yeah,
you know, that's got to be on the list. If you have broken rosaries at home that, you know, you just don't know what to do with. So, yeah, look at that. If you have religious stuff that you're looking at not keeping, we'd love to help recycle that.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Wonderful.
So that's until March 2nd, so through the end of this month.
Awesome.
Yeah. Great. Well, our gospel today is from Luke chapter 6. Kind of jumped a little bit from last week's reading. This is Luke chapter 6, verse 17, which is kind of a little intro verse.
Yeah.
And then 20 to 26. This is the start of Jesus' Sermon on the Plain in Luke 6, as opposed to like the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5 to 7. It also includes, as you'll hear, some Beatitudes. There's less of them. There's only four. Yeah. But then there's some accompanying woes. And we got to think, well, which of those two is correct? You know, is it the eight Beatitudes or is it the four? You know, is it the Sermon on the Mount or the Sermon on the Plain? Well, we got to think in over 3 years, Jesus probably talked about this stuff more than once.
Well, right? I'm just amazed that Jesus was on an airplane before the Wright brothers.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he was flying everywhere.
It's like ancient aliens. Like, right? It's like, you know, they're like, so.
Could you just imagine him be like, this is your captain speaking, and then he just starts listing the Beatitudes.
Right. It's like when Pope does like those like interviews with journalists on the plane like before they land. Exactly. Yeah. That's pretty much what this was.
Jesus flew first class, no doubt.
Yeah. No, I think he would have been back with the people.
He was probably coach. Yeah,
coach. Maybe Comfort Plus.
You get adult beverages with Comfort Plus.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Although if you know, he said take no sack, no sandals, no. So I guess you don't need a overhead compartment. So, you can gamble with.
You can just throw everything under your seat and be fine.
Yeah. You know, you can gamble with that one. Yeah.
All right. So, enough blasphemy.
Wow. I don't know about that. It's just
funny. Yeah. I always have to point out those things like, "Oh, you're on the plane, right? Was there snakes on that plane?" Yeah, no. Okay. Anyway. You know Snakes on a Plane?
No, I don't
the
get
movie?
That. No.
Samuel L. Jackson?
No.
Really?
There's a movie called Snakes on the Plane?
Legit.
Whoa.
Snakes on, it was early 2000s. Yeah. Huh.
I was in seminary. I missed that one.
Yeah. I mean, you always throw me your great movie recommendations.
Whoa.
Yeah, here. Yeah, Snakes on a Plane.
Snakes on a Plane.
Yeah, 2006 it came out. Yeah, Samuel, wow. Caesar, Samuel L. Jackson.
There he is.
I'm showing him a picture.
If it's got Samuel L., it's got to be good.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? I'm sure there's some not so good language in there, but, you know, that's okay.
That's all. I'll cover my ears.
That's for me, too.
I wear these headphones.
Yeah, put on your noise canceling.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, good thing I can't read lips.
Yeah. That's what subtitles are for.
That's right.
All right. Gospel time.
Luke chapter 6. Jesus came down with the 12 and stood on a stretch of level ground with a great crowd of his disciples and a large number of the people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon. And raising his eyes toward his disciples, he said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are now hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude and insult you, and when they exclude and insult you and denounce your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven. For their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for their ancestors treated the false prophets in this way."
That kind of makes you think about a lot of things. I mean, first of all, that could probably cover all of us.
Yes.
Right? In some form. But it really is, you know, very, very deep, you know, makes you think about, you know, the ancestors and all that kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, we have pretty good lives.
I would say.
You know?
I would say.
The big thing is the attachments that we have. But, you know, yes. Some of this, you know, you who are rich, you are filled now, you who laugh now, I'll speak well of you. You know, we can be too attached to stuff. You know, we can be too attached to comfort, wanting to be sort of gratified, you know, full bellies, all that kind of stuff, comfort. You know, we like our entertainments, you know, and we like, you know, we maybe have this, you know, itch for people to notice us or to, you know, for flattery or honor or things like that. So we're all caught up with these temptations, you know, and so the secret is to, like, let go of those. You know, the word, you know, beatitude, it means blessed or it means happy. Of course, in our translation here, it's blessed, but it could be happy. So really, it's the secret to true happiness.
Right.
I was in Guatemala as a seminarian studying Spanish. The Beatitudes in Matthew were the daily reading once, and they had this priest from Japan reading these in Spanish.
That's interesting.
And the word in Spanish is not like bendito, like blessed. It's dichosos, which means like joyful. So it's kind of a different, you know, translated like the other way of that word beatitude. It was great because he was like, "Dichosos." Like, it was like Spanish with a Japanese accent. It was wonderful.
That's kind of cool.
And of course, with the eight beatitudes, he said it like eight times. He said it, you know, really slowly. It was great. "Dichosos." I'll never forget it. But it is like it's sort of, and Jesus is saying this to his disciples, you know, for those who want to follow him, this is like the secret to happiness, which is not what we tend to think, you know, which is kind of the whole point of this passage.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, you look at, again, it sort of covers all of us in a sense, right?
Yeah.
And things that we, you know, today get sort of attached to, it's good to know that, you know, there's room for us to spend more time with God and be more godly. I mean, there's, you know, the ancient proverb, I don't know if it's a proverb, but the saying everybody always says is there's always room for improvement, mm-hmm. right? No matter what, you can always do a little more. And you can always kind of maybe look at your life and maybe sacrifice a little more. And, you know, as we're on sort of the heels of Lent coming up, you know, next month already, you know, with Ash Wednesday and, you know, sort of the season of sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as you say, you know, Father, we can start whenever.
Right.
We can do that whenever. And it doesn't have to just be confined to 40 days.
Yeah.
So it really is, you know, maybe this is a good time to give us some pause and really think about what it is that we can, you know, how we can fix our eyes on God even just a little more.
No, I was actually thinking of Lent too. You know, the Sunday is February 16th, if Lent was earlier, we'd be in Lent already.
Yeah.
Now Lent's later this year. It starts on March 5th. Mm-hmm. And so, but it's just kind of like a little pre-Lent, you know, like
right.
You said, like, because sometimes it sneaks up on us, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think part of the whole point of Lent is to like reorient to this passage, you know, to embrace what makes us truly happy and blessed, even though it might be hard, you know, and to let go of those things that we like to fill ourselves up with, you know, and ultimately we remember that we're marked out for the life of heaven, you know, where like we'll be completely fulfilled with every good thing. And so, you know, Jesus' promise, the kingdom of heaven is yours. You will be satisfied. You will laugh. You know, your reward will be great in heaven. You know, some of these things we might not see this side of heaven.
Right.
But, you know, life is kind of like a blink of an eye compared with eternity.
I would say.
But, yeah, Lent's a time to reorient ourselves on all that, what's really important. And, like you said, putting our faith and trust in God and what can we, what do we need to set aside that gets in the way of that? Even things that might be good, you know, that just might get in the way a little too much, you know, and just have kind of a new proper perspective and orientation on things. Because it is, yeah, it's, like you said, it's just for all of us, it's just so easy to get caught up on the wrong things sometimes.
Yeah, and I like what you said there about maybe, you know, we, even if we're doing something that's quote unquote good, it could, you know, sort of impede that, you know. An interesting thing that I teach to my students at BG in a business communications class, which doesn't really tie into this much at all, but the theme of, we talk about, you know, in the workplace, there's people that are takers and givers,
mm-hmm.
right? And the givers sometimes, you know, they're trying to help everybody else out. They're always trying to pick everybody else up and, you know, oh, let me help you with that. You know, report, or let me help you with, you know, let me give you some assistance on this, right? They often get waylaid in their own projects because they're too busy looking out for everybody else.
Mm.
So it's sort of a good, you know, tie-in to say, you know, yes, we need to be looking out for everybody else in this sense as well, but we also need to make sure that we're not doing so much around us that we're forgetting sort of ourselves.
Well, it reminds me of the old saying, we can't give what we don't have.
Yeah.
You know, and so, you know, to be grounded in the Lord helps us to be there for others in a good way. You know, because any way that we can grow in our faith and trust in God and be rooted in the right things, you know, it is going to be a benefit to others and actually, I think in some ways, makes us more free to be able to enter into those things.
Yeah. I mean, going back to the airplane example, you know, every time you get on a plane, there's a little security. You have no idea where I'm going with this, are you?
To keep the snakes out?
No. Well, yes. Keep those in the, at least the luggage thing down the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if they'd survive or not. Anyways, you know, they have the security video at the beginning. You know, it used to be that the flight attendants would get up, but now they have these, you know, pre-programmed videos with these big screens on the, you know, on the, the,
oh yeah,
the seats.
Mm-hmm.
And so they always say, like, if you know, the cabin is depressurized, you know, masks will fall, oxygen, you know, comes to them. Help yourself before you know turn to other people, because if you're trying to help someone next to you and you become incapacitated,
you have no oxygen,
then you both die.
Yeah. Yep.
So it's best that you get, you know, and again, this sort of ties in,
yeah,
somewhat indirectly to what we're talking about here, and saying that it's important that we, you know, almost understand and, you know, die to ourselves, die to the Lord first, and have sort of ourselves in check before we, you know, turn to others. That, of course, doesn't always present itself like that. It doesn't always happen mm-hmm. like that. But it's good to keep in mind as we're going through, certainly as we're preparing for Lent, and certainly as we're, you know, looking at this gospel and thinking really how we can best apply this to our life.
Well, I think it's a great analogy because, I mean, there's things in here that remind us what really give us life.
I mean, they're on a plane. You got it, you know.
They give us life, you know, and there's things here that really take away our life, you know, or breath, you know, to use that analogy. And so, I think it totally works.
You're welcome.
So
I'll be here for as long as you want me.
More times than I will be.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I try.
We are going to have to figure this out, though, next month. I mean, because I'm going to be on a plane.
Whoa.
For my actual honeymoon, which has been
nice.
Vastly delayed.
I know. Yeah, so, I don't know how to like work your end of things.
That's okay. We'll
figure it out.
Yeah, I can phone in.
There you go.
I'll just be sitting by the pool.
I know. Nice.
That'd be.
Yeah.
Hey, Father, how's it going?
That's right.
I'm working on my tan.
That's right.
Yeah. So no, blessed to do that. That's going to be exciting for us. But, So I guess I just now thought of that. So we'll have to talk on off air about that.
We will.
Any parting thoughts, Father, on this week's gospel for the sixth Sunday in Ordinary Time?
Well, I guess not. It just takes faith.
Yeah.
You know, obviously it takes faith and trust.
Faith.
Rip. So, yeah, you know, it's putting our trust in God, you know, because some of these things are like counterintuitive, you know, and trusting in the one who gives this word. So
I would agree. And I think, again, also for us, it's good to understand sort of the sacrifice that might come with that.
Yeah.
And, you know, the ability, again, to die to ourself, mm-hmm. and to really, again, look in the mirror and say, what is it that we can do differently? What is it that we can do better? The only way that you're going to do that is if you're truly, you know, transparent with yourself and maybe ask the Lord to maybe help you to sort of find those things.
Totally.
In your life and go like, you know, show me where I'm lacking. And he will do that.
Yeah.
He always provides.
Holy Spirit. Indeed. Yeah, exactly.
So on that note, Father, let's say a little prayer.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you for showing us the way, even if the way is challenging. We trust that you who have come to die and rise for us, who have poured out yourself for us, who have made us, for abundance and for goodness and for eternity, know what is for our good. And so help us to step into that more by your grace, that we may be able to put our trust in you alone, who is the fulfillment of every good that our heart deep down longs for. God, we love you. We thank you for your love for us. Sustain us this day and each day in that love through the Holy Spirit and through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Father, great show today. Thank you so much.
Parker, thanks everyone. God bless you. See you soon.